Tangi Utukere's father was born in Aitutaki with links to Nikaupara village. First elected to the Palmerston North City Council in 2010 and appointed deputy mayor in 2016, Tangi Utukere is believed to be the city's first elected councillor of Pacifica descent. He holds a Bachelor of Arts degree with a triple major in history, political science and social policy, along with a graduate diploma in teaching from Massey University. His professional background is in education, where he has held the position of head of school at Freiburg High School until he took up full-time council duties in 2016. Tangi replaced Ian Lees Galloway as the Labour candidate in Palmerston North and successfully won the seat by more than 10,000 votes at the general election to become the Member of Parliament for Palmerston North. Tangi is on the line with us now. Whakalofala hi ap to kia rana, Tangi, and thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Kia rana, good morning. Great to be on Early Edition. Good to chat.
Now, this time last week, how were you feeling a day out before the elections?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was, as you say, the day before the election, so we were trying to do as much campaigning as we could. Just a little bit nervous, but just waiting for those results to come through on the Saturday.
Now let's go back to the beginning, Tangi. Where were you born and where were you raised, please?
Yes, look, I was born here in Palmerston North. This is the place that I've called home. I've lived here ever since. I've been educated here, studied here, work here, live here. Dad, as you've said in the intro, hails from the island of Aitutaki in the Cook, specifically the village of Nikaupara. And so when he was eight, he came to New Zealand after his folks had come earlier in search for a better life. And everything, as they say, since then is history. But this is where he settled as a youngster and met my mother and raised his family here.
How is Dad? Is Dad still alive?
Yes, Dad is well and truly alive and a keen part of the campaign. So this campaign for me has had my entire family in support of me and of Labour. And so both Mum and Dad have been involved along with my sister and my brothers. Dad's been part and parcel of the putting up the hoardings, out on the street corner meetings, waving those signs. And actually, I've been really fortunate that my entire whānau and family have been behind all of my campaigns. I think this is the seventh election campaign that I've been a candidate in, and I could not have been able to do it without their support and the wider community's support as well.
Mum and Dad, do they look back and think that you were always an aspiring politician?
Well, I think my mother certainly does. She sort of always thought I'd be a minister. Of the clergy, I think, initially, and that kind of changed tack. But, no, look, they've always been very, very supportive. Both of my parents had limited, if any, formal qualification in education. So for them it was about actually working really hard to give their children the best start in life. And on election night, when I acknowledged them and thanked them, that certainly did bring a tear to my eye, just to acknowledge the hard work that they've put in over many, many years to ensure that not just me, but my sister and my brothers have had the best start and have done the best we can in life.
Your dad, born in Aitutaki, he must be so proud to have a son that is now a Member of Parliament in New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, I got back from Parliament last night and I popped around to see my parents and my family. And Dad's always a respectful person, and so he never uses the word proud. He always says that his children are doing well for themselves. And so he's very humble, but I know that he is at the same time really appreciative of the roles that we all play, not just me, but my sister and two brothers. And very much that's an important part of who I am and where I've got to.
That is a very island dad indeed. How was the first week in Parliament?
Well, I caught the train down from Palmerston North to Wellington on Monday morning, bright and early, and arrived as a new kid on the block. It was almost like going back to school in the third form or year nine. But what was really great is that in Labor we have a crop of 22 new members of Parliament, so much diversity, so much experience, the real face of the new New Zealand. And we all came together for the better part of a week. It's been a learning curve. There's been lots of stuff to learn. I got lost twice in the Parliament. Hopefully that will change. But it's been really good also meeting with my Pacifica brothers and sisters, who, for Labor actually, the Pacifica caucus has grown exponentially. So I'm really looking forward to having the new Pacifica siblings in the Parliament with me. We've got Teresa in Otaki, we've got Dr. Neru in Takanini, we've got Barb down in Mana, and also Lamonga, who is on the cusp of the list to join us as well. And I'm really hopeful that she will make it across the line, a very strong Pacifica representation in the Parliament for Labor.
Yes, you and Teresa both are born within the areas that you represent. And then, of course, Barbara. So there's three strong candidates here in the southern tip of the North Island. And you've also got another Cook Islander from Palmerston North in Te Anau.
It's correct. So Te Anau Tui Ono, who is a Green Member of Parliament now, who is based here in Palmerston North. He and I get on very well. We did so before the election, before we were candidates. He came along to my election night function to congratulate me on being elected as the local member for Palmerston North, and I congratulated him on being the newest Green Party member, and as I understand it, the first Pacifica member for the Green Party here in New Zealand. So I refer to it also as the Cookie Cornella from Palmerston North, and no doubt our presence will be felt down in Wellington.
There will be drumming in Parliament for this current term at the very, very least. Now, having grown up in Palmerston North, being in local politics, now a member of central government, what are the issues that are concerning the people of Palmerston North, and what are their expectations of government in the current term?
Well, I think fundamentally the people in this constituency are expecting their local member to be a strong local and effective voice for them in Parliament and in government, and it's certainly my desire to be that and to do that, starting with being at the markets again tomorrow morning, so I'll be there and people can pop along if they want to. But here in Palmerston North, it's really that they want some certainty in the housing space and certainty in the employment space. And those two things go hand in hand. They are in tandem. And Labor went to this electorate and went to the country with a plan for economic recovery. What people are expecting, as I believe, to do is to deliver on that plan, to ensure that there is a pathway forward, that we are back on track. You know, COVID has really rocked this community and this country, but Labor has the leadership and the plan to bring us forward and pull us out of that. And that's what the community has shown, not just here in Palmerston North, but right throughout the country and around the motu, is that actually Labor is the party that can do exactly that. Here in Palmerston North, we're really thankful that we have a strong government sector. That's where our employment opportunities come from, is the public sector through education, through healthcare, through the defence force. And so we don't suffer necessarily those real highs and the deep lows in terms of employment opportunities or issues. But nonetheless, it's really important that we don't forget about places like this, and under Labor we won't, so that we continue to be a strong, resilient community.
Now, I've spoken in the past to some Pacifica people in Palmerston North, and it seems to be an attractive city for our Pacifica communities, and from the larger cities where housing is a bit cheaper and employment is probably easier. Is that your feeling on the ground with some of our Pacifica communities there?
Absolutely. We have a very strong Pasifika community here in Palmerston North and actually in the Manawatu and Horosunua. But I'll leave that for Teresa to talk about in terms of her patch. But, you know, our community here, it's an accessible community in terms of employment opportunities. They do exist here, likewise with affordability considerations for housing. So my role previously with the council as the city's deputy mayor for 4 years has meant that I have that background knowledge. I have that understanding as well. That will inform my approach to being the local member of parliament. But, you know, compared with other parts around the country, I think that the accessibility for our Pasifika community in terms of housing and employment, education opportunities and healthcare considerations as well is really a top consideration and something that we should be very, very thankful for here at Palmerston North. And also very proud of our strong Pasifika community. Palmerston North is a very multicultural community. And I've always said that, you know, there are many, many different ethnic groups that are represented here. It's strong in the sense of being a welcoming community. And I think that's just something that will continue to be strong as we move forward.
What will being a member of parliament mean for you practically in everyday life? Will you have to move down to Wellington during the sessions, or will you continue to commute on that train that comes from Palmy in the morning and returns in the evening?
My priority is to the constituents of this electorate, Palmerston North. So for me, my home base will continue to be here in Palmerston North. That means, however, that the role does require me to be in Wellington and other parts of the country for some time during the course of the year. So I will look to travel down to Wellington when I need to. And fundamentally, I will establish an electorate office here in Palmerston North that will be primarily focused on serving the needs of my local constituents. I've always said that I want to be an accessible and visible member of parliament. And I'll rely on some good staff to help me do that as well. But no, my home will continue to be Palmerston North. I will need to be in Wellington from time to time, but Palmy is where it's all at.
Tangi Utikere, newly elected Member of Parliament for Palmerston North. Meitaki ma'ata for your time, and we look forward to talking again with you in the not-too-distant future.
Meitaki. Thank you for your support. Great to be again on Early Edition. And thank you, everyone, for the support given to me here in Palmerston North, but to our other Pasifika colleagues as well, and to the Labour Party. I'm looking forward to the next 3 years. Kia manuia.